State lawmakers have proposed a gun control bill that would require universal background checks. Gun buyers already have to undergo a background check if they purchase a weapon from a federally licensed firearms dealer, like Walmart, for example. Under the proposed new law, private buyers and sellers would need to go to their local gun shop or local law enforcement agency and pay for a background check for $20 or less. Last week, I spoke with proponent Republican State Representative Mike Hope about the bill. Today, Brian Judy is a Washington State liaison for the National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action. I asked him why the NRA opposes the gun background check.
Dealers right now do these checks, but they charge $30, $40, $50, $60, and the bill mandates a cap of $20. So dealers may just say, we're not going to do it. Second of all, our members are extremely concerned about registration of firearms, and this bill includes a registration component. In fact, truly the only ways to enforce this kind of a bill would be with firearms registration, and our members are just absolutely opposed to that.
Now, a convicted criminal can't buy a gun at Walmart because of these background checks. Why should private gun sales be exempt from background checks?
Felons aren't going to go through legitimate channels. Felons get their guns the same place they get their drugs. They get them on the black market. They steal them. They utilize straw purchasers. You know, 99.5% of the gun owners are law-abiding citizens, and 99.5% of the firearms transactions are lawful. The one half of 1% that are not going to go through this process.
You mentioned that felons buy guns on the black market. Aren't the gun shows in effect the black market, since felons don't need to get a background check to purchase a gun there?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, because for years, Washington Ceasefire and the anti-gun groups in Washington have been talking about closing the gun show loophole. And I've been saying for years, they're not interested in closing the gun show loophole. They're interested in regulating all private transactions of firearms. And in fact, that's exactly what they've done now. They've leapfrogged the gun show loophole, and they've gone to exactly what we've been saying they want to go to, and that is to all private transfers.
There have been some amendments to this bill. One would have the agencies conducting the background checks destroy their records once it's complete, once the background check is complete. You don't think that's enough?
Law enforcement agencies can't do these. The people that wrote these bills don't understand that, because they're prohibited from accessing the instant check data under federal law and federal regulation. So basically, it limits it to having to go through dealers, and dealers can't destroy the forms either.
You mentioned earlier that a lot of people that are doing gun checks now will charge $60 or $70, and they won't do them because of this law, which makes it only cost $20. Which gun dealers have told you that they wouldn't do it for $20?
No, I'm not going to give you specific dealers. If you want to call dealers, you can call them and verify. But the cheapest I found is a dealer who has a shooting range, and so they have members, you know, that are special customers, if you will, and they charge $30 for their members. They charge $60 for the general public. I called a couple other stores here in the Lacey area, Lacey and Olympia area. One charges $40 and one charges $50. Takes time, takes paperwork, takes effort, and that's why these dealers charge for their time. And if this is truly going to be a societally beneficial program, if it's truly going to protect society as a whole, which our members don't think it will, but if it is, then society as a whole should fund it. It shouldn't be put on the backs of the 99.5% of law-abiding gun owners to pay for this thing.
Representative Mike Hope, who's also a Seattle police officer, as I understand it, got a 100% rating from the NRA in the past. You're going to be changing your rate of him now that he's sponsoring this legislation for universal background checks.
You know, the election's not for another year and a half, but, you know, in the 2014 election, we'll look at all the bills. Who knows where he will ultimately be on this bill? Who knows where he'll be on a lot of other legislation? So we'll deal with that in a year and a half.
Hope says that you at the NRA are being obstructionist on this.
They need to be part of the process. They can make this bill work. They have the knowledge and the expertise to make this bill work. And right now, that leadership from them is sitting on the sidelines saying no, no, no.
He says you're just saying no to everything and not looking for a solution.
Well, we're saying no to misdirected proposals that attack our constituency.
Are there any of these proposals that are before the Washington State Legislature that you think have any merit?
Anything that attacks the 99.5% of the law-abiding citizens who do not cause these problems, then we're going to oppose.
Well, do you think all the proposals that are out there now in the Washington State Legislature fit in that category?
Well, what are you talking about? What ones are you talking about?
You're here, I presume you're taking a look at the Washington legislative proposals on gun control, right?
Yeah.
So you know what they are, right?
Well, there's the universal background check, which I like to refer to as a universal firearm registration bill.
Right.
There's the ban on so-called assault weapons. There's a gun tax. There's a storage bill. And, you know, those are the most onerous. And I don't believe that NRA doesn't believe that any of those are going to have any positive impact. So we are opposing all those.
That's Brian Judy, Washington State liaison for the National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action. Brian is based in Sacramento, California.